This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories over the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, let's start out with the trial of the fourth defendant in the colony's corruption matter has ended in mistrial. You want to do a quick recap about the other three, and then we'll talk about this fourth defendant and the mistrial.
Well, sure. This is the case involving that $102 million settlement from the county of San Bernardino to a developer, Colonies Partners. Back in 2011, a grand jury indicted the developer, Jeff Burham, along with former county supervisor, Paul Bian, and a former chief of staff to another supervisor, Mark Kirk, along with Jim Irwin, this fourth defendant, on charges that the settlement had been reached because of bribery. Burham, Bian, and Kirk were acquitted, and now on Wednesday, the jury for the fourth defendant, Jim Irwin, declared that it was hopelessly deadlocked, and a judge declared a mistrial. There were two separate juries because some of the evidence against Irwin could not be admitted against the other three. The jury for the first three defendants came in very quickly. I think they only deliberated for about a day before finding all of them not guilty. Irwin's jury took quite a bit longer. There was obviously quite a bit of dispute. We talked about last week that his lawyer had asked the judge to declare a mistrial alleging juror misconduct. The judge did not do that. He asked them to go back and try again. They reported that they took at least two or three ballots on each of the seven charges against Irwin, and the judge actually had them go through each charge in court and say how close they were. They split 6-6 on the charge of having intentionally failed to file a tax return. And the other charges, some of them, they were 10-2 or 11-1. We don't know in which direction, but clearly they just could not agree on any of the seven charges.
So this means that the colony's cases are not over yet?
Well, when Irwin's lawyer asked the judge to have the Rolex watch returned to him, the Rolex watch was a piece of evidence, a watch that had been given from Burham to Irwin. The prosecutor objected and said, you know, the case may not be over yet. So that indicates that there could be a retrial on some or all of those seven charges.
Okay. So it'll be over when the watch gets returned to someone then, huh? Okay.
You know, and one extraordinary thing, one of the acquitted defendants, Jeff Burham, came to the Board of Supervisors, the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors, on Tuesday and criticized the district attorney's office, called it an abuse of the prosecutorial process, and asked the Board of Supervisors to hold the DA accountable by cutting his budget. It's just extraordinary for a defendant, even an acquitted one, you know, to make such a public complaint and to actually ask a Board of Supervisors to penalize the DA. The DA is independently elected. The only power that the Board of Supervisors has over him is to withhold money.
Interesting. Okay. Next, a change in elections coming to the city of Riverside. The Riverside City Council elections are going to switch to even-numbered years. Now, what does this mean, and how is this significant?
Well, like a lot of cities, Riverside had their council elections in odd-numbered years. I think that tradition started because the thought was that if they were on the ballot by themselves, there would be more attention from voters rather than if you're at the bottom of a ballot with the presidential.
And governor and senators and da-da-da-da. Yeah,
exactly.
That's an argument that could make sense.
It might have made sense at one time, but unfortunately the outcome is that council elections just have very low turnouts.
Yeah.
And so Riverside has decided to consolidate its council elections with those even-yeared elections, hopefully to build more voter turnout and get more participation from voters. Now, a lot of cities have already done this. There's a new state law that's going to begin requiring it in a few years. A lot of cities that have done this have lengthened the term of the current sitting council by 1 year to bring them in line with the even year. Riverside will be phasing this in beginning in 2019 with the odd-numbered wards. Those people elected in 2019 will serve until 2024. And in the even-numbered wards, they will run in 2021 and hold office until 2026. And by the way, Riverside had already changed its mayoral elections to even-numbered years a few years ago.
Okay. Right. And that's a ways away. So it's hard to speculate about what's going to happen this election year in any Inland Empire city. So we won't speculate about 2021 or 2024 right now, Cassie.
Okay.
We'll save that for a couple of years. Finally, two Northern California counties are going to give up four judgeships to give Riverside and San Bernardino counties four more seats on the bench. We've talked about this before, that the Inland Empire has a drastic shortage of judges.
Right, because of the tremendous population growth the inland counties have experienced. The judges here have been way overburdened. Their caseloads are just horrendous. They don't have the time to devote to each case that they would like. Meanwhile, in Northern California, both Santa Clara County and Alameda County, the judges had the lowest caseloads in the state. So finally, the state legislature got involved and reallocated two vacant judicial seats in each county to the two inland counties. It's going to help. It certainly doesn't bring Riverside County or San Bernardino County in line with what they need. I think the State Judicial Council had determined they each need something like 30 more judges. So two each is going to help, but it's not going to solve the problem.
Okay, these four judges, two for each county, these are state judges confirmed by the governor.
That's right. And the judgeships come to the county beginning in January 2018. So hopefully the governor has a list of potential appointees and he's ready to get them in office.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming right up.
They are definitely needed.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.